Supporters and critics of the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan in Utah have only begun to size up what the new carbon pollution controls might mean. Their first impressions differ widely. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The American Lung Association describes the Environmental Protection Agency's new regulations as life-saving. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch calls them job-killing. But back in Utah, people are trying to figure out how it will really work. Rocky Mountain Power generates around 80% of the electricity Utahns use from coal. But spokesman Paul Murphy says his company's already making the kinds of changes that EPA wants.
If they allow us the flexibility to work with the states and to figure out on our own how to reach those goals, we think that we can have cleaner air and keep prices at a reasonable rate.
Supporters say the regulations will reduce Utah's dependence on coal and speed up cleaner alternatives like solar and wind power. The Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce is calling the regulations good for the state's $5.3 billion energy business and air quality. Matt Pachenda leads the environmental group Heal Utah.
These targets from the EPA, they're not super ambitious, but nonetheless, they will push Utah towards some pretty significant investments in both energy efficiency and renewable energy.
The White House says Utah power plants released almost 30 million tons of climate pollution in 2012, and it's pushing the state to come up with a plan that will reduce that pollution by 27% in the next 15 years. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy visited Utah last month and insisted that the state will be able to develop its own approach to cleaning up.
We don't care how you do it, as long as you get there. And so the state needs to ask itself, what do you want your state to look like by 2030? How do you want this to work?
Officials at the Utah Division of Air Quality say they'll need time to look over the final Clean Power Plan before they know if the new carbon pollution regulations really are workable. Judy Fays, KUER News.